Siyata Dishmaya, the last couple hours my voice came back. It was just a whisper a short while ago. Thank you. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to do the sugya today of Orel. Orel and Benecho. It's a short sugya, but it's very sadistic. So Gemara reads as follows. We're up to the two dots on the top of Chav Beis and Beis. Orel Minolon. Orel Minolon. The Mishnah listed that one of the people that are Machal Avoida is an Orel. Now, presumably, we're talking about an Orel Kohen. Because if you're not a Kohen, you're a Zor. Right? If you're not a Kohen, you're a Zor. You'd be Pasal Avoida anyway. You don't have to come on to the Psalorel, Luchera. So the Gemara says, Orel Minolon. We don't have a pasuk in the Torah referring that an oral is pasul for avodah. We learn it from the words of the Navi. Because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kol b'necha, oral leiv, oral basar, lo yovei el mikdash. A b'necha, an oral leiv, an oral basar, cannot come into my mikdash. Referring not to Isser Bias Mikdash, referring to Isser of Kabbanos, of Avodah. Says the Gemara, fine. So from there you see they cannot do Avodah. Minolon de Mechal li Avodah. Having an oral not only is not allowed to do Avodah l'chatchila, but that he will even pass l'Avodah. The Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, Bavyechem b'nei Nechor, Arli Lev, Arli Basar, Liyos b'mikdashi, L'chalil is based. So it says clearly that they're mechalal avoida. Not only they're not allowed to do avoida, but they're also actually mechalal avoida. That's the pasuk. Okay. So now the Gemara analyzes what does benecher mean. Tanu rabbanon. First of all, the chayrit should come out from our Gemara. That's only midirei kabbalah. The other thing, miteres moishel lelamadna. That means we have no pasuk in the Torah that an oral is mechalal avoida. We have no pasuk orals machal avoda, so it should be that shouldn't get malchus. It's divrei kabbalah. So in fact, the Rashi shita is that you don't get malchus. An oral doesn't get malchus because there's no pasuk in the Torah that orals machal avoda. It's all learned out of this pasuk in divrei kabbalah, and therefore Rashi seems to learn it's not the reason. A kohen oral does avoda. And midaraisa, it's okay. It's all midirei kabbalah. That's Rashi. So we'll see what the Luchai Rashi is right. But the Rambam and all the Rishonim argue, and they hold that the oral is the rice. And we'll see what's pshat in them. So the Gemara, let's just finish the Gemara, we'll get to the question. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan ben Nechor. When it says ben Nechor, maybe Taka means kipshuta. It means a goy. How do you know that ben Nechor refers to an oral or a mumar? Maybe ben Nechor means a Gentile. Says the Gemara, ben Nechor, Yochel ben Nechor, mamish. Maybe Taka, we're talking about a goy, mamish a goy. And the Rishonim explained that if we're talking about a goy to begin with, could be the whole oral, everything that Yecheskel ben Buzi is talking about, could be a goy. Because we know a goy is the ultimate oral, right? Hanoidim in Arelim. If somebody makes a neder from people that are Arelim, so the Mishnah Paskins in the Dorim, Osur Bimule Akum, right? Umuta Ba'arla Yisrael. Because a goy in essence is an Orel. So if somebody makes a neder from Arelim, he's talking about the ultimate goy. The ultimate oral is a goy. So the question is, so how do we know that the Bechlal is talking about an oral Yisrael? That's the way many of the Rishonim learn the Gemara's kash. Maybe we're talking about a goy. The Gemara says, Talmud loy my oral life. We already have oral lev. In kemat amolim ben necho, shenisnaku maiso of loviv shabashamayim. So we're talking about here an oral lev, which is actually a mumer. Daily oral lev, oral basa minayin, tamolim marv oral basa. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that if we wouldn't have called it oral lev, we would say it's talking about a goy. But since we're calling it oral lev, it's not talking about a goy. And since it says oral lev and oral basa, again, by a Jew, there's different levels of orla. By a goy, he is the oral. He's the quintessential oral. He's the oral. By a Jew, there's oral lev, there's oral basar. It's not the spitz oral. It's not the ultimate oral. So we need, therefore, two psukim. That's the way the Gemara reads. One pasuk is saying that oral lev, which is a mumer, and the other pasuk is saying oral basar. And goy, so l'chayr goy remains hanging. Right? L'chayr, that's what happens. Tamalim oral lev, kam tamalim benecha, shenechnach umayis alav yishra shemayim, feili al oral lev, oral basar minayim, tamalim of oral basar. And now the Gemara explains. Tzrichi. So again, l'chayr, we dropped goy. We started with goy. We said maybe oral is talking about goy. We said by the fact that the Torah said oral lev, is muchach that we're not talking about a heftz of an oral like a goy. Talking about an oral lev, so we're talking about a Jew. How do we know even an oral basar? Talmud Loimar says over there, oral lev, oral basar. Says the more you need both. Very strange gemara. Three. Dikos rachman oral basar, mishum demoyes. He's mias, meaning he's physically, there's something physically that's wrong. That's called moyes. Avol oral lev, the loy moyes, his body is not mias. Eim aloy, maybe he could do avoya. Fiyash min an oral lev, mishum dey liba l'shamayim. Avol oral basar, the liba l'shamayim, eim aloy, tzrichi. That's the Gemara. Very, very strange Gemara. From the beginning until the end. First of all, the Gemara seems to start with a havamina that oral, the psul oral is a good. It's a goy has no shot. Goy is a zor. What do I need? The whole oral is only negev for your koyin. If your koyin, now you can have a psul oral. What shaykh by a goy a psul oral? He's the ultimate zor. It's not my kasha. If you look at Shita Mukabetzis, he has a kasha. He gives the most astounding text, the Shita. Shita Mukabetzis says like this. It says over here, oral lev, oral, yochel ben necher. So the Shita says that ben necher is referring to ktaka goy, and I, l'chayre, what's the havamina that he should be able to tema? The second Shita, oh, he space, tema. Tape it leishu zor. What's the shayfus? V'yesh loymar, the shema, psul de zoros loy shayach el ben bnei Yisrael. Unbelievable. So a goy can't find a koyin. Like the one of his own. Minayin lakum shesi bater. Shuka koyin gol. First of all, so according to the Shita, a goy is taka bikosha. We have no posik for a goy. The end of the day. Right? The end of the day, we taka have no posik for a goy. Right, we threw out the pasuk. It's not talking about a goy. The sheet is just asking, what's the havamina of the pasuk? It's talking about a goy. How could it be a psul oral by a goy? He's a zor. Says the sheet, no. Azoz is only Yisrael. Maybe there's no psul zor by a goy. Meaning, a goy could be a kosher goy. Hatamais. Bishul shani Yisrael of sanity. Right, because I'm Jewish, I lose out. A goy could do avoda. Marafi Sigre. So the Avi Ezri, let's just see what the Avi Ezri says. The Avi Ezri al Rambam in Perek Beis Aloch Zayin in Pias Mikdosh. The Avi Ezri says, what do you mean? A non-koyin is a zar. You have to be a mechutin. To be a zar, you have to be a mechutin.
Rav Shach is asking like a Lamban. Ozor is not what he is, it's what he's not. The Shit is saying that a Goy, maybe the new psul called Zoros, doesn't apply to a Gentile. So what? Psul Zoros is not what you have wrong with you. Psul Zoros is what you're lacking. You're not a Kohen. That's the problem. So how could a Goy, that's Rav Shach's kasha. Fek Rav Shach, what's going on? He says, Poshut, the Psul Zor, he says, this Indian of Psul Zor, who we shouldn't have been on Kohen. You need a Kohen. And that's talking what the Gemara said earlier. You need a Kohen. That's his kasha. No, but again, the problem is that avoid needs kuna. The avoid needs kuna. It's not a people issue. It's a carbon issue. The carbon needs a kohen. And the reason why if Yisrael does avoid al zor, that's a problem, is because he's not a kohen. So the end of the day, we don't have a problem. We don't have a problem with the Yisrael. I mean, he's a nice guy. If he got Asro, he'd be Chayiv Malkus. If he didn't get Asro, he's not Chayiv Malkus. He could be the Shoigig. Could be the Tzadik Yisrael Elam. We don't have a problem with him. The Korban has a problem. Because the Avoid has a problem. That the Avoid was performed by a non-Kohen. So that's Rav Shach's Kasha. Rav Shach is asking that if you have if it's a non-Kohen here, so how in the world could it be Kosher? The Sheet is saying, again, the Sheet is saying there won't be Zoros by a Goy. The Olam is suggesting something different, which some of the Achronim suggest. Maybe, the Gemara only meant to say that there's a new Psul, Ben Nechar, which would even apply to Shechita, Belila, Yitzika, even Avoidus that normally Yisrael could do, a Goyal Pas. Okay? Maybe that, meaning, that's a different approach. That is not the approach of the Shita Mukubetzis. That's a different mahalach. For that, the Shita didn't have to talk Chinese. The Shita could have said very simple. The kosher, teimo, teibel hidavizor, the yesh loimal, the hani avoidus, the loy mifsilizor, gam kein poisil hakum. Very straightforward, we wouldn't be sitting here talking. That's an interesting point. So yes, you're starting to get places here. This is working out. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say that there are two kinds of levels. There's a level of passeling avoida, and there's a level of not kosher avoida. And avada the shita mukubetzas is maskim. That if a goy did avoid it without any psukim, it's not oil of the rotzen. But let us say that the goy did his zrika. Okay? Could the kohen now do his zrika? In other words, the goy did zrika. It's nothing. It's like a wind flew into the Beis HaMikdash and threw the blood on him as beach. It's not kosher. Right? But it's not a psul zos. Who made you a mechutin to be a zor? You're not a zor. So that's nothing. You understand? So here, that's what we need. The Pasuk to tell me that actually does Pasal Avoida. That's what comes up. Tell me that he actually does Pasal Avoida. That it's not like a wind blew in. Okay? It's actually, he actually passes. It's called a Ma'is Avoida. And it's not like a monkey. L'chayr, if a monkey came in Beis HaMikdash, a trained monkey, and he did Zrika, right? Or he did Halacha. Just like we had early in the sugyas, we spent a lot of time on the sugya. Halacha shaloi beregel. We spent time on that sugya. that if you hold it's not called halacha, potentially yachzo, you could go back and bring it behechsha. Remember? Because nothing happened. So it could be nothing happened. So there are two issues with this way of learning. This is the Michas Chinuch. So obviously you're in a good track. That's his understanding. There are two issues with learning that way. Rav Shach really is also mashmak, because in the Sikkum of Rav Shach after his whole Shtichel Torah, he seems to be learning like the Minchas Chinuch as well. Because he says at the end, he says, he says like this. Lulei akosuv loyo yapoysel avoyda av she'eni koyin kosher. But then Rav Shach goes to another level, and maybe even avoyda would have been kosher. The problem that we have is that in fact, if this is the way we're learning the Gemara, so why does a goy pass avoyda? The halacha is a goy does pass avoyda. In fact, when the Rambam brings down that an oral and a mumur is possible, he says it's because they're like a benecha. Now, according to this, a goy should pass over. Taka don't have a pasuk for a goy. So a goy should be like a wind blew in. The Teretz says we don't look at it that way. We look at the goy, even though he's an amadoim alachamor for yuchsin, he's fought an adam. And without miyutim, that's why in each place you need a miyut. Okay? If we're mazik a goy, we have a posik, shoriyeh v'loy shorakim. We don't say, well, if a monkey owned a shor, there wouldn't be a din of tashlum in Ezekiel. Because the din of amadim alachamo, that Yossi is using very sparingly, right? So, it's not so poshut. We don't look at him like a chamo. Okay. By Yichus, there's a pasuk that says, "Agoy amadeim alachamor." But those are exceptions to the rule. Otherwise, a goy is called a human being. He's a human being with exclusions in certain areas of halacha. That's, in fact, the reason why a goy does pass levels. But if you're going to learn like the Mechas Chinuch and Rav Shach, and Yibadl Chaim Tovim Yossi, you're going to have a problem with Maisa that a goy should actually not pass a levite. And you're going to have a double problem on the Rambam who talks about a goy like the absolute ultimate poisel, and they're like him. They're actually like him. So, now, that's problem number one in the Gemara. Problem number two in the Gemara, see, there'd be another way to get around that Gemara. The other way to get around that Gemara would be that in the Gemara in the Hava Mina, when the Gemara says maybe it's talking about a goy, the Gemara doesn't mean it's a drasha. The Gemara means maybe that's what the Navi is referring to. Having goy and parading in the Beis HaMikdash, doing these bad things. It's not an extra pasuk. In other words, the sheet is the one who's making this into a drasha, and he's saying that, you know, you could learn that when the Gemara says ve'eimo benecha, all it means is maybe Yecheskel ben Buzi is not teaching us a drasha regarding oral, and he's actually talking about a goy, and it's not a drasha, it's a statement. Mi biki shayis mi, like the Navi talks poetically. Mi biki shayis mi yetchem or mois chatzeroi. The Navi is talking. That's all. You brought in goyim to root to mechal avoyde. That would be another way to learn the Gemara, but the sheet is not learning the Gemara that way. All I'm telling you is the kasha we have is on the sheet. It's not on the Gemara. Because the Gemara we could learn differently completely. The Gemara we could learn that the Gemara's havamina is that there's no drasha. Who says Yecheskel ben Buzi is coming to tell us a chiddush? Maybe Yecheskel ben Buzi is not telling us a chiddush. He's telling us that the pasuk he's referring to goyim coming in and being mechal avoyda beis hamikdash. That's all. That would be the simple way to learn the Gemara. The sheet is learning not. The Gemara knew that there was a drasha, and the Gemara knew that Yecheskel ben Buzi is being mechadish something, and that's why the sheet has this question. Yecheskel ben Buzi is being mechadish something. What's the chiddush? It's a goy. He's a zor. That's the. I'm just telling you there are two tracks how to learn the sugya. You don't have to learn like the sheet. But there's a kasha on the end of the Gemara. Shver koning l'kuliyam. The end of the Gemara goes from oral basar to oral lay and back and forth. And the Gemara says we need both. We need both. Of course we need both. There's no shaykh. Mayin shmita tzal sinai. What's the shaykh? Of course you need both. Oral is a psul and a physical psul like a balmon. And oral lave is a psul mumer. And what in the world do they have in common? They have absolutely nothing in common. The Gemara says, utzrichi. What's trichi? The Gemara is schwitzing on why do we need a pasuk for oral lave and oral basa. Now, it's true, if they would both mean the same thing, you'd have a question. But you're telling me they mean completely different things. The Gemara is concluding, oral lave means a mumer. And oral basa means an oral, somebody never had a mila. So they have no shaykhs to each other. They have zero, zero shaykhs to each other. Other than the fact that the Navi calls them both Arelim, but they have zero connection to each other. Okay? If you have an Eved that's an Oral, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. If you have an Eved that's a Mumer, you could eat from the Korban Pesach. Because the Eved that's a Mumer is not an Oral, he's a Mumer. There's no Shaykhs. The only Shaykhs they have is that the Torah called it Oral, or a Lave. So what does the Gemara even mean? The Gemara is making it tzrichusa. Ki'ilu, if we didn't find a reason why we would need a pasuk by both, it should just say oral, and that would include this, and it would include this. There's no shaykhus between the two of them.
Why don't we learn from Korban Pesach, the oral and the Korban Pesach?
Because that's a din in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be roif achila. Korban Pesach has its own halach. It has to be. Has to. The reason why oral is pasuk or pesach is not roif achil is pesach. Kol oral loyechabai. It's not a psul avoida. It's not a psul avoida. It's not a psul avoida by Korban Pesach. It's a psul achil. Because there's another pasuk there too. Kol ben necha loyechabai. No. There's a pasuk oral is pasuk ben necha. It's two different things. What's the shaykhis between the two bechlas? There's no shaykhis, that's what I'm saying. That's very schwer in the conclusion of the Gemara, that's very schwer. That the Gemara makes a hischatnus between everything here. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, he asked another question I heard many years ago from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal Akasha. He didn't understand why we need any psukim that are oral as machal avoida according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, the Tana Rabbi Kiva, holds an oral as a din of a tomei. He's tomei. So Rabbi Yankov asked that l'chayra, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's included in tomei, which Mitzvah Hashem next week we'll go through the sugya of tomei. That's the next sugya. That should include an oral according to Rabbi Akiva. I mean, the Gemara in the Rabbi Yankov Taka brings it down. I believe in Emes Liyankov. The Gemara in Chagiga actually says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the goy. The oral doesn't go to be a lerego for that reason, for the same purpose. And here, Rabbi Yankov brings down the Gemara in Oral, the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, "How do we know that an oral is not allowed to eat truma? Perek Oral in Maseches Yevamos talks about an oral eating truma. Koyin oral is not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara brings a pasuk." The Gemara learns out Toysha V'Sachar from Korban Pesach. And then, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva do? Oral ketome. Matome in Eichel, Aforal in Eichel. And the Gemara says, that if that's the case, according to Rabbi Kiva, an oral can't eat Maizer Sheni either. He's tome. Basically, the Gemara seems to be saying that an oral has all the ramifications according to Rabbi Kiva as a person who's tome. It's a type of tumor. He can't eat truma. He can't eat maaser sheni. Again, if you hold an oral, it's not a tome. It's like a mum. Then you need psukim. You need a pasuk by truma to say he can't. Rabbi Kiva says you don't need psukim. Oral is a tome, and therefore he can't eat truma. And the Gemara says, and Yevamos says, therefore he can't eat maaser sheni either, according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Kiva. Halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaveri. Paskens like Rabbi Kiva. That's how we paskens like Rabbi Kiva.
So Bianca is asking a bomb cash. So she took a plea that the Kadmonim don't ask this cash. So according to Rabbi Kiva, our whole sugi is not negay. And oral is tome. And that's the next sugi, that for tome we have a psukim, that a person is tome, can't do avoid it. Yeah, even oral b'heter. That's really the difference in our Gemara between an oral and a mumer, because if he's an oral b'isser, he's part of, if he's an oral b'isser, then he's a mumer. So the one with the, when the Gemara makes the oral lave and oral basso, the oral basso is something mesu achav machmas mila. So he's really not an oral lave. So that's the bottom line. So that's Rabbi Yankov's kasha. That according to the, now, and Rabbi Yankov's kasha is very powerful, because if you go, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, I should get you that mocker. But there's a Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, he taka says it that way. In the beginning of Perek Gimel, Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam brings down a Ma'aser that an oral can't eat Ma'aser Sheni, because he's tummy. Passes him for Ma'aser Sheni too. And for that reason, Loyach Ma'aser Sheni, Avi Ketome. Right? He's potter from Chagiga. The Gemara says in Chagiga, he's potter from being oil or regal, an oral, because he's tummy. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga passes that way as well. So the Rambam is consistent that an oral is tome. And therefore, any time the Torah requires tohar, he's off the charts. He can't use him. That's all, period. Hilchos Chagiga, here, let's go. Perek Aleph Hilchos Chagiga. So the Rambam, oral potom eriyah ketome. She'orel moros ketome. So the Rambam is very clear that any time somebody is puzzled for being tome, so an oral is the same thing. Now, our Gemara is not shver, because our Gemara could be going without Rabbi Kiva. Our Gemara is going like the Tanakhama, that an oral is more like a balmum. Fine, no problem. But Rabbi Kiva holds oral is tome, and that's why he's exempt from anything that needs tahar. And the Rambam, in each place, the Rambam paskins that halacha. In Chagiga, in Ma'aser Sheni, in Hilchos Truma, an oral is tome. So what's going on? Now you look here by us, in Hilchos Bias Migdosh, Perek Vov, the Rambam says as follows, Ho'oral, ha'reyu ki b'necher, help ha'maiser. This is what I was telling you earlier, b'necher is a psul. He's comparing the oral to a goy. Ho'oral, zok the Rambam, ha'reyu ki b'necher, the Rambam goes back to the Pasuk in Yechezkel. And he says that he keeps going connected, not as a drosh, but he's saying the Orel is like a Benecho. And that's why he's Chayiv Malkus. Now, the Rambam is bothered. So why does he get Malkus? It should be like Rashi. If you talk the MS, according to the Rambam, it's very simple why you get Malkus. You tome. Tome gets Malkus. You understand? According to the Rambam, everything is simple. Our whole Gemara of Dover, Zem, Mitaris, Meshulel, the whole thing is not Nishkistoyan, Nishkifloyan. The Rambam holds that an oil has a din of a tome. So our whole Gemara is not required. We don't need our whole Gemara. And Malkus, you don't have to schwitz on Malkus. Again, Rashi, Shvitzes on Malkus, says there's no Malkus tag. But according to the Rambam, it's nothing to do with the very Kabbalah. According to the Rambam, it's very simple. He's Tomei. So, but yet, the Rambam, instead of going to his Shita and making everything simple, he brings our Gemara and he says that he's Pasul Avoida because of Kol B'Nechel O'Olei V'Ol Basa, which is a pasuk in Yechezkel. And then he has a problem. Why do you get Malkus? See, he goes to somewhere else. He says, the Rambam, he says, no. So once he's a Benecho, he goes like the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes asks, Benecho is a Zohar, the ultimate Zohar, right? So the Rambam says, no, if an Oral is like a Benecho, is that a Zohar? Yeah. So the Rambam basically, very, not extremely inconsistent. And he's sort of agreeing with the Shita's Kashet.
The sheet is asking the goy doch the ultimate zor. The sheet says his bombshell chiddush. No, zor is only by Jews, not by goyim. Okay, the Rambam doesn't hold of that distinction. The Rambam holds ben echor is the ultimate zor. So the Rambam therefore says that the reason why a oral gets malchus, even though lachar is a pasuk in Yecheskel, it's like a gilui milsa. Yecheskel is telling us that an oral is like a goy, which means he's a zor. So now we give him malchus, not al Yecheskel. We give him malchus al zor. You understand? We're giving him malchus, not al zor. Yecheskel Hanavi taught us that an oral is like an ebenecho. And Benecha, the ultimate Zohar, so he has Malchus al Zohar. That's how the Rambam reads. Look it up in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, Payas and Bias Mikdosh. Ha'orel ha'reyuk Benecha, shenem ha'kol Benecha, ha'olei v'alabosa. Lefikach imova ad chile el avoidosai. Ve'loi kekizo. Because he's nechshav ke Benecha. Anyway, the whole thing really is a Merafi Sigri. The whole parasha here is really a Merafi Sigri. And why, what's going on in our sugya, why the Rambam is using our sugya when he holds of Tomei, the shock of a tire of our Gemara, of that if you have oral basa, you don't need a pasuk for oral lev, you're a pasuk for oral basa. The Gemara makes this distinction. The whole thing is like a shtigl medrash plia. But the truth is, that is, I think, a simple mahalach to answer our sugya. And Memele Kalachar Yadis can answer the Rambam as well. And the simple mahalach to answer our sugya is that there are really two ways to look at the chsaron of an oral. One way is the simple, elementary way. He's like a balmum. He's like a balmum. He has a growth. He has a problematic growth. It's called orla. So just like you could have a kohen that has a yabelis, he has a shvar regel, shvar yad, he's sarua, he's kolot, all the conditions. So you have a condition, you have a physical ailment, you're an oral. And that orla makes you possible avoda. That's mistamed the simplistic way to understand. That the Torah considers that a mum, like a mum, and that apostles you, an orla makes you possible avoda. The other way to learn is different. And it's mistavra this way. And that is that in or the Chazal tell us, Bishloy Shadvorim Nichnasu Aviseinu L'Bris. One of the Bris is a covenant. The Bris is Nichnas B'Bris Yisroel. When a person gets a Bris Milah, becomes full-fledged, incorporated into Klal Yisroel, into the Bris of Klal Yisroel. So when somebody is lacking in the bris, they're lacking in bris Yisrael. They're we'll call them outside of the fold. Okay, they're a shtickle outside of the fold. That's why we call it nichnas lebris, the whole thing. You're nichnas lebris. Even a child from Jewish parents, of course, a convert, yeah, that's the geiris. But even a non-convert is called a nichnas lebris. Yeah. In the mail, it comes out that the oral is a shtickle lacking in Hashem Yisrael. It's a shtickle lacking in Hashem Yisrael. That's the Lashon HaRambam. When the Rambam talks about it, he says clearly that B'dam Bris Nichnasu Yisrael Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Nichnasu Yisrael Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. That's Mistama what the Rambam means. What the Rambam means is that when Yecheskel Hanavi went and he said that an oral basar, kol benecha oral basar, right? Oral lev, oral basar, right? He really put them all under one umbrella. He wasn't saying that a benecha is also that problem. But when Yecheskel Hanavi started with the words benecha, oral lev, oral basar, what he was basically saying was that somebody's an oral basar felt in the Shem Yisrael. For Kutchin. He's felt in Shem Yisrael. He has a Shem Akum. And therefore, he's the ultimate Zohar. He taka is the ultimate Zohar. The Gemara says, Yochel, maybe Yecheskel Novi is only talking about a guy. No. Tamaloyma or alive. The way the Rambam reads, that doesn't mean to exclude a guy. The guy is a czar. He's the ultimate czar. And now the or alive, the or basar is Shalom Hashem Yisrael. Now Mumer, Mamish fits this category. Because we know Mumer is Ka'akum L'chol Dvarav. First is a Mumer. His Shechit is possible. His Maga B'yayin could be possible. Okay? A Mumer also has a Chsaron in his Shem Yisrael. The Rambam Paskins in Ilchos Nedarim, listen to this. Hanoidim in Yisrael. He's really Mutter B'mumer. Tzfot L'Shem Yisrael. Tzfot L'Shem Yisrael. That means a Mumer is less of a Yisrael than an Ogre. Because Hanoidim in Arelim is also Ba'ar L'Yisrael. Right? But Anoidim and Agoyim is Anoidim and Yisrael is Mutel. If somebody's Anoidim and Yisrael, he's also Ba'al Yisrael. He's Mutel Ba'akum. And he's Be'etzim Mutel in a Mumer. And Rambam says the problem with a Mumer, why maybe not, is Shema Yasa Tshuva. If the Mumer's fate was sealed, so then you'd be Mutel Ba'Mumer. It's never a psul oral. Yecheskel over here was being machadish that an oral has a shame benecher, and a mumer has a shame benecher. Says the Gemara, so it's one shame psul. What do you need both for? The Gemara explains. This one is missing in the shame Yisrael because of a physical ailment, and this one is missing in the shame Yisrael because of a spiritual ailment. They're both intertwined. They're both intertwined. Now, what are we going to ask? We're going to ask a Kashan Rambam that the bottom line is, so why did the Rambam need any of this Torah? He could have just said that Al Stomei. So for that, there's a Beferish Atoisis in Yevomis Taf Lamed Gimel that the Psul Tomei is only on a Koyim. A Yisrael that does avoid the betumah doesn't have the Isser Tumah. The Isser Tumah is given to Kohanim. So Memela, the reason why the Rambam here, he couldn't give you Malkus Al Stomei. By Maisa Sheni, he could say, you're not letting Maisa Al Stomei. By Truma, he could say, you're not letting Truma Al Stomei. But when he came here to pass the avoida, the Rambam couldn't say that the reason is because you're Tomei, because you have Tosfos. You could say the Malkus is coming for that reason, because the Rambam himself holds like Tosfos that the Issur Tumah is not on the Zohar. So since the Rambam learns our sugya with the pasuk in Yecheskel that the oral has a din of a Zohar, he has din of a Benechar, or has din of a Zohar. So now, if that's the case, we also have the answer to Rav Shach. What Yossi was saying, why Taka does a goy pass lavoid? It's the same pasuk. Because when it says benecher, it's not coming to say not a goy. A goy also. When Yecheskel said benecher, oral lev, oral basar, he wasn't saying that the benecher is not a zor. He was saying fakert. Benecher is the ultimate zor. And an oral lev is a zor. And an oral basar is a zor. And that's how the Rambam reads. The Chayiv Malkus are doing Avoida Alzo. Right? Al Penecher, Alzo. So that really ties the Ganze Sugya Mereshavad Gemira together. That's I think, is the way to learn the Sugya. Answers the Rambam and answers all the other Kashas. Now Rashi, you could say, is very simple. What's the halacha if you have a Mumer Koyen and then he does Tshuva? Is he back kosher to do avodah? A mumer koyin, and then he goes and he does tshuva. So here, let's just look this up. Now, look, he is. The halacha is like this. According to the Rambam, let me just get it. It's a perech tes. Here, look, the Rambam, hamuma. He's talking about a real mumma. Mumma l'avodah zara. Hamumma. Afilu shov b'tshuva kol yomov posul avodah. Posul avodah. It's no return. So even though the Rambam agrees, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, today, once he's a Baal Tshuva, he's Oho v'nechmad v'reya. He has all the milos. B'mokum shet Baal Tshuva im demein tzadikim. He's on a higher level than his brothers, the Kohanim. He's possible avodah. The Rambam says his fate is sealed. This is the Rambam right in the beginning of Perek Tes in Bias Migdash, that the Mumer remains possible avodah kol yamav. Period. And this is all Tois v'shita menachas kuftes. Says the same thing like the Rambam. Rashi, Toisus brings down a tshuvas Rashi. Rashi says absolutely not. A mumer, he does tshuva. Hold on. What's the machlekes? Machlekes l'choira between them is whether there's something happens to the guf hakohuna. According to the Rambam, a mumer, right, is mamish a psul haguf on the kohen. He becomes nitche, physically nitche from kohen, and therefore he's nitche. There's yesh dichoy. He doesn't come back. He actually got pushed off. According to Rashi, he, the gavra, is still kosher bet. His actions make him not roy to do avod. So he never becomes als gavra nitche. So therefore, according to Rashi, the mumer never gets a din benecher. And that's the reason why Rashi says, that's why he's not a zor. That's why Rashi says that there's no malchus. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. The Rambam, who learns that a mumer actually makes him a psul haguf, he remains psul. Taka, he's a zor. Taka, there's malchus. Everything is, it's a full. Taka, he can never become oil avoid again. Right? Mashen came, the Rashi shita, who holds that if he does tshuva now, he's back in the fold. So it's only his actions that are a problem. So according to Rashi, you can't say he's a cheftz of a zor. That's why Rashi says, I'm only left with this posik in Yecheskel. But mainly Rashi says, there's no malchus. That explains Rashi shita. Why by a oral, or a lev, or a basa, this posik doesn't, there is... A mum oiver is not a paslos. That's the whole point. That's the chiluk. The Rambam holds he's nitcha mikun. Okay, we'll stop here. I have to speak for the woman, and I need to take a break. Agud kiben shiur rabbeisai. By the way, we will learn same gedali. Okay?